Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Do you
come back home? Y98, Phillips Comedy Morning Show, 726. I can't tell you when, but I can tell you this, that this Ed Sheeran trip to Cape Cod is pretty slick. And we're giving away one trip for you and a guest to see Ed Sheeran in a private beach house performance. Now, arguably the hottest performer on the planet. And we have round-trip airfare to Boston and then a couple of nights at a hotel in the Boston area and to the Ed Sheeran beach house performance. It's really a cool thing. And all you have to do is listen for an Ed Sheeran song and then be the 15th caller at 531-9898 or 618-397-9898. And as I said, I can't tell you when, but I can tell you maybe before 8 o'clock. Is that okay?
Yep.
All right. I always like to kind of cheat the system to help out our listeners, as you help us out by listening. And if you don't listen, you can't win. It's like the lottery. Buy a ticket. So what's the craziest thing you've ever done to impress somebody? Think about that. The craziest thing you've ever done to impress someone. It could be a boss, could be your wife, probably a girlfriend. Usually when love is fresh and new, you do things. Now think about this, because I read a story about a guy who quit his job to go to a concert with this girl. He was working, he was in high school, he was working at a grocery store, knew if he didn't show up that they would can him. But he was really into her, and so he bought a couple of tickets to the show. And he didn't go to work.
Did he call at least?
Nope. No, I mean, he's in high school. He's dumb. You know,
right.
It's like, you know, if you went to your boss and you said, look, I met this girl and the concert is when I'm supposed to be working. And if I, you know, miss work, I know I'll get fired, but I'm just pleading with you because I love this girl. This is her favorite group. I don't care about them, but I'm trying to impress her. Some guy is going to say, more than likely, he's going to say, you know what? Go. We'll get you covered.
Yeah, I feel like he probably tried to get someone to take his shifts and they said no. And so then he had no choice but to not show up.
Well, I don't know, because I only know his first name. And I know that he, you know, didn't show up at work and he sacrificed his, what he calls his minimum wage job to do this, hoping she'd be really into it, and he had a crush on her for months, and they went to the concert together.
Yeah.
He did get fired, and she did not go out with him again.
No.
Yeah.
You have to take that risk, though.
But
I mean,
you're right.
Yes.
You're right.
He would have kicked himself. Now, I remember one time I had a guy I was dating that enjoyed hunting for morel mushrooms.
And you went with him?
It was terrible.
Did he find any?
No, like two, maybe. Terrible.
I like hunting for angel of death mushrooms and then having somebody else check
them. I'm not an outdoorsy kind of person.
No, I know that.
So,
I can't see you beating it through the moss.
You have to go to damp areas, like, and look under logs and such. It was not
hunting for mushrooms.
But you like the guy, right? So
whatever.
You went.
I did.
No, but you did it. Okay. So our question to you, St. Louis, is what is the thing that you did? What sacrifice did you make to make an impression? How crazy did it get? All right. Let us know. 531-9898, 618-397-9898. It's 7:30. This is Haley Steinfeld and Zed on the Phillips & Company Morning Show.
The beautiful weather from yesterday is carrying over to today. Sun today and a high of 87. Right now, 70 downtown with the Phillips & Company Morning Show.
All right. Are you guys interested in what could get us fired?
Yes.
There's another beautiful article from a consultant in our business, a media consultant.
Are there things on there that we don't already know about?
You know, most of these things we know.
Are they things that we've maybe already done and we should say, like, wow, it's amazing we haven't been fired already?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think that we fall in that category. You know, I mean, all right, first of all, you know, remember when you used to, they say that politically correct audiences can be oversensitive to edgy humor that used to get laughs.
Oh,
it's true.
Sure.
We used to do stuff on the air, like, you know, all the time. Yeah.
Like, I look back on some of the things that, not necessarily this show did, but my former show, and it was like, wow.
How did that happen? Well, No, I'm saying, you know, but for the time, you know, it was acceptable. Today, I don't know. I mean, you know, and people are overly sensitive. They really are. I don't know where we all of a sudden, you know, everybody's so righteous about everything they believe in. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow. So they say great entertainers know it is the audience's perception of the content that matters. So let's learn from the mistakes of others. Here are 7 easily avoidable transgressions that cost some talented media personalities their jobs and or reputations.
Okay. Ooh.
Number 1, violence as content. Violence as content. Now, I suppose that's arguable about, you know, what is really violent, but like Kathy Griffin, it cost her her job.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
All right.
I was going to say, like, us
radio?
Wrestling?
Right.
Well, we didn't do that.
You did wrestle in sumo outfits.
Yeah,
we did do that, and it didn't get us fired, you know, and that was violent. You know, that was, it was terribly violent. No, but I mean, the, you know, the fact is that, you know, putting up violent content or getting, you know, if you got, people don't like to hear violent, vitriolic broadcasts.
Apparently,
you know?
They do. There's a lot of successful, angry people.
Well, there may be a lot of angry people out there, but you know, what are you talking about? A lot of them on the, I don't hear them. Where are they? Who are they? Seriously, I don't. Who gets violent on the air?
I mean, I'm just saying, there's angry. There's a lot of hate speech on the air on more talk stations and political shows.
Racism is another thing that you don't want to address. I mean, you know, just about killed Bill Maher, just, you know, I mean, and I like that guy. I mean, you know, I mean, he's on the other side of the spectrum, but he's, you know, he's a pretty brilliant guy, you know, and he just fell into that trap. It was just his mind, you know.
A comedian's mind.
Exactly.
He thought it was a good joke.
And to be honest with you, it wasn't a bad joke.
No, it was
it
the
was
word.
Just inappropriate.
The word.
Absolutely.
The word. Why anyone's still using the word.
Absolutely, you know. But even racism, you know, we start talking about racism on the air, and, you know, and it could be said, well, what do you guys know about racism? Well, you know, I mean, it affects all of us. It does. Some more than others, but obviously, you know, so we kind of stay away from that stuff. Falsehoods and lies.
Okay.
Oh man,
we are all the time.
We tell you stuff that we don't even believe. Threats and abuse.
Okay.
You know, there are some people that have been in this business that have said, for instance, fight the police. You know, and people take that to the extreme. But, you know, I mean, they have said that kind of sexual harassment and assault, obviously. Hello, Bill O'Reilly. You know, how many people have, you know, especially recently been, you know, affected by sexual harassment? But, God, you remember back in the 70s? I mean, you know, we called everybody babe. And you know,
I don't remember.
Oh, my gosh.
I was a child.
I was a babe. It was actually okay.
You know, but, you know, I mean, we did so many. I mean, there were so many jokes and stuff that was just so totally inappropriate. If you know, even today, the song titles, you know, I remember Todd Rundgren's We Gotta Get You a Woman. You guys have heard that song, yes? Right? Yes? No?
Maybe. You know,
I mean, you listen to that song, it's like, wow. I mean, it's just, back then, it was just different. It was different. Obviously, drugs and alcohol. You know, we've never
what,
done
like
that.
What, like being on drugs and alcohol?
You know, somebody, you know, and it's not uncommon for people to be high when they're on the air in our business. It happens. But, yeah, that's obviously not addressing drug and alcohol issues. Have you ever done the drunk thing on the air?
Well, I did accidentally.
Well, that was, we sent you out on assignment.
Right.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. The San Diego Padres. Yes, of course. Yeah. But, you know, we did the thing in the air.
Where you tried to get, and you had like a police officer there or something.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
I've never done that bit, but I've.
I was afraid I might throw up all over everything.
Did we do it with you, Kevin? Ever?
I think we did. I know that there's been some inebriation with this job, but I'm sure in the past
you could have just said drunkenness.
You mean like on a weekend after you realized your performance?
Oh, no.
You know, the following few days.
Right. I don't think we're allowed to do that anymore, though, are we?
No, I don't think so.
Especially not if you're running the board.
I think anytime, really, anybody.
Some people.
I mean, it's
drink.
A company policy here.
Somebody here has like a drinking segment. In our building.
Yes.
What are you talking
about? Like a Hoda and Kathy Lee deal?
Well, no, they have like a mixologist from one of the...
Oh, yes.
It's over at KMOX. Yes. They have like a mixologist come in and do different drinks, but the person who is on the air does not. They have somebody else test all of the stuff.
Oh, what a job that is.
Right? You know?
And finally, this consultant says, being uncoachable is the seventh deadly sin.
Yeah. You do have to listen to people. You know,
it's not your show. The show belongs equally to co-hosts, producers, program directors, music directors, promotion directors, website managers, social media directors, market managers, vice presidents, presidents. You know. I disagree. I think the show belongs to the audience. I really do.
But I can't believe nothing is on there about social media mistakes.
Yeah,
right.
That's a deadly sin.
The first thing I thought of was the whole Larry Connors thing. From a few years ago.
Oh, yeah, with the president.
Yeah, that was on
with Obama.
Facebook, Twitter,
I think. Mm-hmm.
Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah, it cost him his job on Channel 4.
Yeah.
It did.
But now he has a new roof, so.
Yeah, he does. He does. John Beale, I believe.
I think you're right.
And as he drives through the neighborhood, you know, he looks at my roof and he wants to know that I'm okay.
I saw Larry Connors Saturday night in the Central West End. Walked right by him.
Did you really?
Yeah. He was
He right didn't out. Recognize
Did
you.
Did
huh?
you say, what would Jesus look like?
You should have done your Larry Connors impersonation.
He was talking to some people. That would have been perfect just to butt in and say, what...
Do it.
What might Jesus look like as a child? 10 out of 10.
Best Larry Connors cheese ever.
Then he'd be like, what?
He would never. Larry. He would never remember that.
You could have done the votes.
The votes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 50,000 yeah. votes.
I think we have that, too, still. Don't we, Kevin?
Let me find it.
All right.
We'll end Lance's traffic with it.
All right. Traffic is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance, 6440 westbound. Some good news. I don't have much, so let's start with it. The crash after Kings Highway cleared from the left lane on westbound 6440. Still pretty busy moving through there. Out toward Hampton, Clayton, Skinker, McCausland, Big Bend before you really kind of start to shake open. Southbound 270 before 44, an accident in the two left lanes there. Northbound 270 clogged up. Taking a look at it on the way by. 44 eastbound, not much has changed. Still the two left lanes are blocked after Lindbergh by an accident, and the jam goes back past 141. So you're on the brakes before you get to 141, and it's just a parking lot from that point to the wreck after Lindbergh, clearing up an earlier crash, Highway 30 at Cedar Hill Road. From weekend getaways to road trips, this summer worry about where your car will take you, not about your car insurance. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. I'm Lance Hildebrand. That is your Goodwill traffic, changing lives through the power of work on Y98.
Donate your old car to Goodwill and get tickets to the
Bruno Mars on the Phillips Company Morning Show, and weather today looks absolutely idyllic, sunny and under 90, which is nice when you're in the middle of June. Any day you can have a high under 90 when it's not raining is a good day. 87 the high today, and we'll hit 90 for tomorrow, probably the rest of the week till we hit some storms on the weekend. 8:11 now, 73 downtown.
Today is the last day that we can talk about Guy Phillips being nominated for the National Radio Hall of Fame. And we've talked a lot about it because he's against people that have a lot more people that they know.
You know, let me just say, when I came into work this morning, Courtney is one of the most positive people I think I've ever met in my life. The influence that she's had over my positivity, if you will. Here's what Courtney said to me very first thing this morning, really. You know you're not going to win.
It's just not fair. I mean, even Constantine, when he was in here last week, said he saw Ryan Seacrest talking about it on his show with Kelly Ripa.
Positive energy, yeah!
We could mention it 100 times on the show, and Ryan Seacrest only has to mention it to a national audience once, right, and he's going to have more votes than
you. But you know, I did hear, and I heard from my daughter and a couple other people, that Howard Stern actually mentioned me on his show.
Oh, really?
Now, I don't know what he said. But apparently he's not a big fan of the other syndicated shows, and that might be because he's a syndicated show. Well, he's not really syndicated.
Not anymore.
No, he's not syndicated.
He's a national show, though.
National has, right.
Was one of the first syndicated shows.
Yes. And so apparently he's got a, you know, some sort of bent for Ryan Seacrest, and he was mentioning that these guys, you know, they're pretty young guys, and they've got a lot of years left to get this done. Although, you know, it's like the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. They give you 5 years and then that's it. Sorry, Char. No more.
Really?
Yeah. So you can be nominated for five different times.
You're in the wrong
category. Those guys
should
have waited. Totally. Those guys should have waited then.
Yeah.
Well, you know, who knows who nominates them? They might have nominated themselves. I don't know. It's an honor just being, you know, seriously. I know that sounds like a resignation speech, but the truth is that, you know, like 1,000 people applied for this thing.
Right.
Or were not nominated, but they applied for the nomination, and only 4 in our category were chosen. So it's kind of a nice thing.
It is cool.
Yeah. You know.
But yeah, you know, I mean, I'd like your vote. I would just like to have a good showing.
Are they going to release the percentages?
You know, everybody keeps asking me, how you doing in it? You know, it's not like, you know, even when you're voting for the president, you know, the night of the election, you know, they have the returns. But, you know, this has been going on for 2 weeks. So, no, they don't tell us anything.
Right.
26th of June is when they'll announce who the winner is. And then the ceremony is in November in Chicago. That's where the Radio Hall of Fame is. And I intend to be there. Watching from the glass on the outside. I could have been somebody.
I think you should go and make a scene.
You should.
What's going to happen? Right. I mean, it's not like you're worried about.
Do you think I should have a sign, you know, just run across stage without any pants on or something, a tux with no pants, and go, I'm in the wrong category. You know.
No, I don't think that's.
And then I should have those sock things that hold my socks up, though.
Sock suspenders.
Yes. Sock suspenders. All right, so this is the last time we're going to talk about it.
Well, maybe probably at the end of the show.
End of the show. Yeah. End of the show. But first of all, I'll tell you how to vote in a sec, but thank you to everybody that's cast a vote. And if everybody that votes would just text some friends and say vote, I would have a whole bunch of more votes to come in for.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, I don't know. I always said if you could get, you know, 7 people to tell 7 people to tell 7 people to tell 7 people, you know, you'd circle the globe. That hasn't happened yet, to my knowledge. All right, so it's real simple. If you have a smartphone, it's as easy as texting the number 30, so 30, not 30 spelled out, but 30 to 49400, 30 to 49400. And you can also go on to radiovote.com and vote with your computer. So you can actually vote twice, you know. Somebody asked me if I voted more than twice, and I said no. And then I said, well, yes, I wanted to see if a fake, address would work. And it does. So if you've got time or have an algorithm that you can come up with that would vote for me every 12 seconds.
Or know some Russian hackers.
Yeah, right? If you know some Russian hackers, then do that. But that's
I don't know that we need to be condoning Russian hackers right now.
RadioVote.com. But all the details are at wineaudio.com. And thank you to everybody who has cast a vote and has wished me well. And it's that is one of the cool things about Facebook. You know, you look at that and you go, wow, you know, that's a neat kind of deal.
It was pretty cool to see.
Yeah. So thank you. Okay, that's all I got.
Okay, Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
And that's sponsored by St. Louis.
Thanks for chiming in too, Lance, giving your endorsement.
You did?
You waited the last second. I like it, though. I need those last second votes.
That's right.
RadioVote.com.
I guess I should do it, too.
Yes, see?
I already voted.
Courtney, who was the first thing she said to me this morning? You know you're not going to win.
I'm bothered by it.
No, I know. I know you were.
Yeah.
It ain't fair.
It ain't.
It ain't.
Traffic is sponsored by St. Louis Bread Company, southbound 270.
Doesn't stink to be Linkin Park right now. They're performing in Italy, and they're performing on Y98, of course, with Kiara with their song Heavy.
They need a roadie.
I know, right? I'll sell your merch.
Now, you know what? You'd never see Italy. That's how busy it is being a roadie. Seriously.
I know.
Get paid pretty well, but man, the work they do is just, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Hard.
And the merch, all the merch people, too, that you spend all day setting up.
Yep.
And then you have to work the whole entire show.
Right. You never see anything. You never get... Terrible. Nah, it's a lousy life, except if you're the star. 8:29 on the Phillips Company Morning Show. We'll never get to the story, but I wanted to do it anyway. I'm just going to say real quickly what it is. 31-year-old woman. This is an unfortunate name. 31-year-old woman in Massachusetts was arrested for assaulting an employee at a gas station and kicking a cop in the groin. Her name? Miracle Crimes.
Wow.
Another unfortunate, yeah.
Yeah, really.
Imagine being from the Crimes family.
I know. Why wouldn't you change your last name? Really? I think a judge would easily pass that through.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Hey, where are we going for dinner? We're going to go over to the Crimes family.
Right. I got an offer you can't refuse.
All right. This to me, this sounds like almost untrue. Like maybe I've heard this story before. I don't know. There's a restaurant in Long Island. Long Island.
Long Island. Is it in Montauk?
It's not Montauk.
Okay.
It's just in Long Island, but I don't know where. It's called Peter's Clam Bar.
Okay.
Your children. You are totally a child.
Yep.
I'm looking to see.
It is kind of funny. Peter's Clam Bar. Are you looking it up?
It's in Island Park.
What was the White Castle?
I grew up in Highland Park, but it was a different place.
What was the White Castle item that your wife...
The clam witch. Or
clam
strips. No, clam strips. She goes, oh, you want to stop by White Castle for some clam strips? I go, you are a child. And then I'll laugh for a half an hour. Clam strips. What's better than on a hot summer day than some White Castle clam strips?
I don't know if it can beat the fish nibblers, but try.
All right. So here you go. This restaurant has a giant lobster, and they've named him Louie, and he's been in there for 20 years. Can you imagine being in? I mean, you know, got enough room to turn around. And
that's sad to me.
You know, he weighs 22 pounds.
And they even named him. I feel like
Louie the lobster.
They might have a big tank. Some of those places have like almost giant aquariums to because they go through so many lobsters.
I get it. Yeah, right. Yeah. But this guy's like, you know, he's the king of all lobsters.
Yeah, right.
All right. This is almost inconceivable.
Inconceivable.
It's inconceivable. So how old do you think this lobster is?
You said 22 years old.
No. I said he's been in there. He weighs 22 pounds. You aren't listening. He weighs 22 pounds. He's been in there for 20 years.
20 years. Okay.
Right, yeah.
How old is he?
How would you know how old he is?
Well, I guess they have lobsterians that... Oh, I mean, people...
Maybe
I
don't know. Maybe he's been...
They cut off a claw and counted the rings. I don't know.
Maybe they got him from someplace who got him from someplace. I'm going to say he's 60 years old.
What's the lifespan of a lobster?
You looking it up? All right, he said 60. Lance, what's your guess?
45.
Okay.
Court?
I know.
Oh, did you see the story?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Dude.
Lobster, average lifespan of the European lobster, 31 years for males and 54 years for females.
Even then, you imagine a lobster outliving you? That's not right. All right. They don't pay taxes.
I'm going to say 31.
Allegedly, Louis is 132 years old.
What? Oh, well, maybe just because he's like in fresh water and not seawater?
Well, he's got to be in his element or he'll die, right? He has to be in.
He's in water.
I know he's in water.
Does it matter if it's salt water or not?
I don't
think it does, doesn't it?
Okay, so they put a little kosher.
I think it does.
They put a little kosher salt in there and just stir it around.
Plus, there's no predators.
Oldest lobster ever on record, 140. So he's, you know, like. He's on the list here,
right?
You know, the oldest. Anyway, there's a guy that owns the place that bought it about 4 years ago, the place, that is, and says Louie's been like a pet to him. And some guy last week came in and asked if he could buy him for a Father's Day feast. He was willing to spend $1,000.
That's awful.
You're a terrible person.
Right.
Well, I mean, we eat the other ones.
But he's the store mascot. He's a pet.
And you have no information about the other ones.
What about the other ones? They're like babies.
No, we know.
They're like 40 years old.
Do you really want that old of a lobster?
First of all, this one has a name. When you name something, forget it.
He's a pet at this point. It's like someone going over to someone's house who has a pot-bellied pig and offering up money for that pig for a pig roast. Come on. It's your family pet.
There's a name.
That's not right. That person is a terrible person.
I just ate Lois.
Right?
Yes, I know. It does sound terrible.
Something, then.
Right.
Anyway, the owner turned him down.
Good.
Thank
goodness. Turned him down flat.
And $1,000, by the way, for a pet that you've had for 20 years, I think is low.
Well, I mean, for a lobster, though, you know, weighing it by the pound, that's a pretty good deal. I mean, for the owner. But he didn't do it. Not only did he not do it, but he decided it's time that Louis be set free.
Oh, good.
It's time that Louis be set free. A lobster.
I feel like it's dangerous for Louis
now. But not any lobster.
He softens.
He does not offend for himself.
No, he's named Louis.
I don't know. Is that a good idea?
That's what I'm thinking.
No, okay, check it out. All right, so here's the deal. Even though he's been in captivity for 2 decades, wait till you hear the last line of this story. At least one expert says he'll be fine. There aren't many predators out there that could eat him.
Because he's so large?
He's so large.
Okay.
Right. And he still might be able to find a mate.
Lobsters mate for life. They do.
You better get on that.
That's one of the...
That's what she said. I want something
just like this. It's Entertainment Schmig.
It's going to happen because she's your lobster. It's a known fact that lobsters fall in love and mate for life. And you know what? You can actually see old lobster couples walking around their tank, you know, holding claws. You have to picture lobsters.
That's where we get all of our animal facts from. Old episodes of Friends. Schmig is brought to you by Entertainment Schmig is brought to you by Dirt Cheap. Summer fun starts at your local Dirt Cheap with cold beer, liquor, and wine at prices that can't be beat. It's all on the cheap at Dirt Cheap.
Oh.
Cheap, cheap, fun, fun.
Hit the wrong button.
Okay, album sales out, and Katy Perry, no surprise, number one with Witness, but some people are saying not her greatest accomplishment. Her last album, Prism, sold more than 100,000 copies, more than this one in its first week. It sold 180,000 copies.
Do you realize she is the first person to reach 100 million Twitter followers? That's outrageous.
It is.
Maybe I'll just send her a tweet. Maybe I'll follow her. Be 100 million and one, win a prize.
If you like Shark Week on Discovery Channel, get ready. Michael Phelps will be racing a great white shark. They're calling it Great Gold versus Great White. I'm pretty sure the shark is going to win. Seriously?
I will watch if Geraldo gets involved.
Carrie Fisher's cause of death has been revealed by the coroner. They revealed she had sleep apnea and other undetermined factors, which led to her death. But they also talked about how drug use earlier on in her life contributed, as well as, I'm going to mispronounce this. We should have the guy who went to mini med school do this. Atherosclerotic heart disease.
It's good.
Of course, she had cardiac arrest. She went into cardiac arrest December 27th on that plane and was unable to be revived.
Let that be a lesson. I'm not preaching, but I'm just saying, you know, drug use today doesn't seem like, you know, it's going to be a big deal, but it will affect you for the rest of your life.
Right. A few other celebrity deaths to mention. Director John Avildsen died of pancreatic cancer on Friday at the age of 81. You might not recognize his name, but he won an Academy Award for directing Rocky. He also directed the first 3 Karate Kid movies. Huh? Who knew that was the same person? Wow. He also directed Lean on Me with Morgan Freeman, Joe with Susan Sarandon, Save the Tiger with Jack Lemmon, and Rocky V, which was not so great. But Sylvester Stallone said, I owe just about everything to this man. Nobody could have done it better. And Ralph Macchio said that his earlier films helped influence Ralph's adolescence. And then he went on to work with him in Karate Kid.
He was, his earlier. I was going to say, because Ralph was like 27 when he made Karate Kid.
Yeah. I know.
What's Ralph doing now?
He still looks like he's about 12.
Yeah, he was on Dancing with the Stars a few years ago. Looks about the same.
And also, Flounder from Animal House, Stephen Furst, died at the age of 63 from diabetes.
St. Elsewhere, too.
He was also in St. Elsewhere. Yeah, he played Dr. Axelrod.
63?
Yeah. He had been battling with diabetes for a long time.
Yeah, so.
I believe it's diabetes.
Diabetes.
It is, but I feel weird saying it. It sounds like I'm mocking Wilford Brimley, and I'm making fun of it.
For so long.
Try Liberty. They'll deliver right to your door. Get your diabetes supplies.
And he's always on a horse.
Yeah, he is, right? He hasn't done that in a long time. You know, once you've fallen off the horse, you've got to get right back on or you'll never do it again.
Rough Night had a rough weekend at the box office. It came in seventh with just $8
million.
I know. 47 Meters Down finished fifth. The new Tupac movie, All Eyes on Me, finished third. And number one movie in America is no longer Wonder Woman. It is now Cars 3 with over $53 million.
You know what
weekend.
I finally saw? I saw War Dogs.
Oh, is that the one that's also on Netflix with Brad Pitt and Topher Grace?
No. But that's fantastic.
That's War Machine.
War Machine. And that really, I saw that the other day. But War Dogs is with Jonah Hill. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it really
they're arms
was,
dealers.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And it was based on a true story. It really is really entertaining.
Okay. I feel like I get...
Movie review.
I feel like I get a million stories on this story every day, but another update on Bachelor in Paradise. One of the reasons that this girl, Corinne Olympios, is reportedly trying to sue producers, even though she signed an ironclad contract that I think releases the producers from any wrongdoing or any lawsuits. But she had a boyfriend when she was headed to go do Bachelor in Paradise. And she says she agreed she wouldn't hook up with other cast members and was only doing the show to get publicity for her new clothing line. Ugh. Her plan was to do a couple episodes and then bow out.
People.
It's the fame.
I just don't
love, it's the fame.
Right. I just don't love any of those Bachelor shows. So many people do it for publicity. And then the producers are also wrong for like, hey, you know what will create a lot of drama? Getting all of these people ridiculously fall down drunk.
Yeah, it costs them no money to do these shows, and they have great ratings.
Come on. You can do better than watching Bachelor in Paradise. TV, Bachelorette on tonight, American Ninja Warrior qualifiers tonight, and the third season finale of Better Call Saul tonight on AMC. Celebrity birthdays today. Happy birthday. You share your birthday with a woman who is in town this weekend, Paula Abdul.
Ooh. Oh, my.
And she performed, too, I saw.
She did?
Too. Yeah. She had that injury. She backed out of a couple shows, but she was... Right.
Yeah, she was off the tour for like a week.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who went to that show, and it's like, man, they were all worried that she might not be at that show, but that's good that she was.
I would go to that show for her only, because she was my, you know, as dancing idol when I was younger.
56.
Oh, I was thinking the same thing, so I'll say 57.
Why are you laughing?
I think she's 54.
I liked you moving it along.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say 55.
55!
Wow. Golly, you always do that.
I don't always do it.
You are always the last one to go.
Yeah, but...
we'll have Lance start first.
Okay.
With Kathleen Turner.
63.
Oh my gosh, you got it.
Wow.
So it doesn't matter.
All right, you're on a hot streak now.
All right, start again.
Macklemore.
Oh, man.
Macklemore.
29.
How about Lewis?
The lobster?
No, Macklemore. It's Macklemore's birthday.
30.
32.
31.
34.
Oh, wow.
Also celebrating a birthday today, Zoe Saldana is 39 from Avatar. Hugh Dancy is 42. Mia Sara.
Oh,
yeah. Sloan from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
You know what that means in Italian? Mia Sara?
Yeah. No.
Legend.
Yeah. Either way, she's 50.
Sloan.
Does anybody want to know what it means in Italian?
Sure. What? What's it mean?
I don't know.
Can I rescind my vote?
Ann Wilson from Heart 67 and Salman Rushdie is 70. That's the
Schmig. He made it.
Woo! More online at Y98.com.
All right, here's Lance with more on your late rush.
All right, 8:40.
All right, no, that is not Ed Sheeran. That is James Arthur. I know what you're thinking. You know, every time a song comes on, it's a guy you're going to start calling because you're not sure if it's Ed Sheeran or not. Because we're giving away that trip to Cape Cod. It is. Listen, I got to say something. I would, if it were me, I'd be calling all the time, too. So do that during Jill's show. Call constantly, please.
Oh, no.
Because I know that Jill never gets upset by that kind of stuff. No, seriously, we have this great trip. Every time you hear Ed Sheeran, 15th caller, between 7 and 7. We can't tell you when, but generally it'll be during people's shows.
So, oh, good.
All right. And so 531-9898 or 618-397-9898. All right. Hold on a second. There's two things. What we weren't going to talk about the snortable chocolate, were we? Which one was it?
What?
The jeans.
Oh, the jeans. Okay. Yeah, there is. Do you know that there is snortable chocolate? It's been in Europe for a while. Now it's in America. You can get it on Amazon for $25. A container has 10 servings, and you snort it. It's called Coco Loco, which I don't. I, you know, guess what?
I don't love that Coco.
I don't either.
It's
Coco. I
mean, quick.
What's the point? Right? What's the point? Sugar boogers. What's the point?
They cut this with Nestle quick. the point is that they say that it gives you the health benefits of dark chocolate without any calories. What are those, by the way?
I don't know. Dark chocolate, if
dark chocolate is good
terrible.
For you.
Yeah. Good
I mean,
for you.
Most of the time, a dark chocolate bar, there's sugar added.
But
that's where your calories are coming from. But as long as you're not eating excessive amounts of it, I think you're fine.
I do too.
I know, but they say you have no caloric intake. But what is the, you know,
are we that sick that?
Right.
We are so jaded.
Here's the thing. I've been taking cocoa powder since I've been trying to stay away from sugar and putting it in the food processor with bananas, and it's terrible. It's not that bad, but you blend it together and then you put it in the freezer and it makes like a ice creamy consistency if you're craving that kind of thing. It's not the worst thing in the world. It definitely tastes like bananas mixed with cocoa powder, but there are ways around limiting your sugar intake, I guess.
Did you guys see this? Oh, I know where it is. I'm looking for the story. Did you see the gene? Now another thing they're doing, trying to sell us as stupid Americans, and that is, you remember the jeans that had they were pre-mudded?
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. From Nordstrom that were like, 600?
No, 400 and something.
Yeah.
They now have jeans. Somebody's trying to come out with these jeans that have no crotch in them.
What's the name? What are they called?
They're like chaps.
Crotchless jeans. No, what are they called? Let me see. And wait till you hear the price on these. Totally crotchless jeans. French company called Y Project. I don't know if that's chromosome or what that is, but Y Project. It's a denim belt with a few straps that attach to the legs, so your entire pelvic region is completely uncovered.
Wear something. Okay, I'm looking at a picture.
You see them?
Oh, it's totally silly. They take...
Do you see the price?
I think they're just trying to get their name out in
of
the publicity. Because we talked about the shoes. Mm-hmm. Same thing.
How much do you think these jeans are? I was shocked when I had to buy for Courtney for Christmas, one Christmas, when she wanted some kind of paper denim and
cloth.
Plastic. What
cloth.
Is it?
Paper cloth? Denim cloth.
Yeah, right. I spent like $1,700 on these things.
They were like $120.
All right. But even so, back then, it's $1,700 in today's dollars.
They were the first real expensive line.
I was like, I went there. I said, I need some paper denim and cloth jeans in a size 3.
Three.
They don't make size 3.
For the left leg. And so... You know, she said, all right, that'll be $144, you know, or whatever it was. And I was like, what?
It was $120.
What? I called the manager over.
You didn't have to buy them.
I tried not to. So these are available.
These were full jeans, by the way, with no rips.
Full jeans,
anything.
Right,
full
right. Jeans.
These are totally crotchless, and they sell for $570.
Oh, my gosh. I saw a picture. You're only going to get celebrities wearing these. Right. They have, like, a button-down shirt. that's so long that it goes past the belt part, and it like covers your butt. You're going to see some celebrity wearing them because all the tabloids are going to have it.
And Kendall Jenner recently wore the jeansless jeans.
Of course,
she had like. I think they had straps, like just the seam on the side, and then the ankle had jean. She had jean around her ankle.
I know. It looked completely ridiculous.
Like, how hard are we trying?
I know, right? The dumbest thing ever. Here's Lance.
Traffic is sponsored by GNC. There's going to be some tardies along the 6440 corridor. 64.
Y98, that's Julia Michaels and Issues. She's got them. You've got them, too. Well, the Phillips & Company Morning
like
Show
her.
At 938. Yeah, she actually was a songwriter and wrote a bunch of songs for big artists before she decided to go out with her own solo career.
Wow.
All right.
I didn't mean that. That was sort of a disingenuous wow. But the fact is, I do like her. I've never heard of her.
Yeah.
My grandmother was Julia.
Oh, she was?
Yes, she was.
You were off on Friday, and when you were off, I could have saved this, but I needed material. but anything to do with weddings now, I think of you, because, you know, last year we had Lance, any wedding topic came up. This now I think of you because your daughter's getting married, and this is a guide to how much every state spends on weddings, wedding gifts. I'm sorry, on wedding gifts.
Okay. You mean the average?
The average amount. Because the biggest, the number one gift for most people is cash. So the cash amount.
Can I say one thing about this wedding? Okay. So I try to convince my daughter to have a band, because I think bands are fun.
That's more expensive, though, than
probably,
a DJ.
Yes. But. And I did my share of doing DJ wedding stuff. I still have people coming up to me, "You DJed at our wedding." And I said, well, then I know that came from 3 years ago when I was trying to pick up some supplemental income. No, but early in my career, I did that.
Yeah.
I just wrote a check to the DJ. I remember what I got paid to DJ a wedding.
Okay, how much is it now?
A lot. All right, so I might have gotten $250 back in the day.
Whoa.
Like almost $2,000.
What? Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't remember ours being that much, but that was like 15 years ago.
I'm a big band fan.
I am too, but what's a band?
You might have gotten
cost?
A band at that. I mean, at that point is like $3,000, yeah, $5,000.
So.
I don't know.
I know a great.
What's a few extra thousand?
Band.
Well, it's too bad. Too late. Too late and too bad.
All right, so do you want to know?
Yes.
Missouri. The difference between Missouri and Illinois is pretty big.
We said last week it was because of Chicago, right?
Yes. Yes.
I was thinking maybe we could just move the wedding over to
the ill side?
Yeah, like Dupo.
It's like $194, I think, in Illinois.
Average gift?
Average cash amount. Okay.
All right.
And for Missouri, it was like $120. Is the average cash gift.
I'm going to... Now, here's a question I have for you. I'm going to my cousin's son's wedding in Chicago this coming weekend. I don't know what to buy for a gift.
Well, the average in...
Illinois, I got it. It's like $200.
No, but the average in the U.S. Is $160.
Yeah.
I know, but, you know, can you imagine writing out a check for $160? That was the average in the, you know.
Of course not. I'm just saying.
Guy's going to go with a blank check and scope out the wedding and see how fancy it is and then write accordingly.
No, it's fancy. Already fancy.
It's fancy. Well, then you're going to have to do $200 then.
I
say three.
You think? Because it's related to
me. Yes.
Oh, yeah, three. Sorry.
So, but then you go
and
three.
You've got the money.
Somebody's thinking, why didn't he go five?
No, I think three's good. I don't think anybody's going to say why anything.
No, I think you're fine with three.
And cash is better than a gift, yes?
Well, you like to buy a gift. I feel like you shouldn't stop yourself because you do like to buy a gift.
I'm a gift seeker, but, you know.
I don't know. What did you guys think? Did you like the cash, but you wanted things on your registry? Tell me. Because I don't care about the gifts, really, because...
Sometimes you can use the cash to like do cleanup on your registry, because I will tell you this, as much as you'd maybe like to buy something off the registry, after the wedding, that couple can go back and purchase things off of the registry at a discounted rate. I think you get like a 20% discount to make sure you buy all of the rest of the items.
I get it. So it's better to give cash.
Probably. Because they can get more for the money than you can, or they can put it towards their honeymoon.
Plus, you know how like sometimes you look at the registry and there's nothing left except for really expensive things, yeah. or then you
have an amount.
You have an amount that you want to get to, so you end up getting them a gravy boat and a butter holder.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like right. they don't go together.
Right, I know. And it's like they'll never remember who gave it to them, but you give them something that's personalized, they're going to remember that. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. Autograph photos?
What an autograph. Best wishes. Guy Phillips, Hall of Fame
H-O-F.
Loser. And what do you guys think about, speaking of weddings, now we're paying for a bar, you know, open
yeah.
bar.
Right.
You know, the yes. premium liquors and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just saw the other day that it's okay to charge for booze at a wedding. Would that...
Oh, I don't think so.
I've seen it to where, what is it? It's certain drinks are free.
Yeah, like yeah. Maybe
beer
wine
and wine.
Beer.
Right, yeah. But then mixed drinks have a cost, yeah.
I think you...
Because that's where a lot of money comes in right there.
Yeah.
I think it depends if you run in a circle where a lot of people, you've been to a lot of weddings where you have to pay. I think that's fine, but... Most of the weddings I went to, at least something was free, beer, wine, maybe some drinks without top shelf liquor. But then when you go to one where it's all cash bar, sometimes you're like, oh, I don't have enough money to get me through this.
Well, no, that's right. true. Yeah. yeah. Like, yeah. you know, who carries money in a gown? I don't.
The music you hear on Y98 is brought to you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.